All right, and joining us now, very pleased to be talking to Jack Perry, who unfortunately had his first season here on the Bluff shortened with an unfortunate knee injury at Portland State, many thought maybe that would all we'd be get, 5-6 games, unfortunately, but here we are staring at summertime and some of the roster changes that are going to get back, and I'll just let you explain if we're done seeing Jack Perry here in Pilots Purple anytime soon.
No, I think the people of Portland are going to have to put up with me for another year. I've decided that it sounds outrageous for me to say it out loud, but coming back for a sixth year in college. I kind of had a lot to think about postseason, what I wanted to do, possibilities of going home, exploring opportunities, but I kind of felt that it was in my best interests and the team's interests to come back for another one and give it another go.
Well, it's not unprecedented, even before transfer portals and COVID, and there would be guys with 6 years with the medical red shirt after using a red shirt, and unfortunately the injury happened. So before we get into it, first of all, how's the knee? And how's rehab gone? Are you going to be able to participate in summer workouts?
So rehab's going well. The point I'm at now, I believe I'm a little ahead of schedule. I don't think I'm going to be participating in summer workouts. I'm still going to be building that back up. I'm hoping, I don't know, it's hard to say at this point, but I'm hoping by sometime in September I'll be back on the floor and be able to do some stuff. It's kind of something I have to play by ear and just keep building gradually.
We'll go back to that, and it was just a freak thing at Portland State. You were going up for a rebound and just kind of got clipped from behind, lost your balance at that point. You found out the diagnosis, and after all the transferring and kind of just getting settled and start this team starting to kind of get a sense of who it was going to be, and unfortunately your season was over, what was going through your head at that point?
A whole lot and not much at the same time. I think I didn't really know what to think of it. I hadn't been in that situation where I was going to be out for a while, and I just don't think I was at a point where I was ready to kind of accept that my career might be over. I think I was still invested in the team and how we were progressing, and I think I kind of stayed in that state of mind all throughout until we were done in March. And then that's kind of when I took the time to really kind of nut things out and figure out exactly what I wanted to do. But it was just a crazy kind of situation at that time.
Well, and then, once you kind of got over it, one, you had rehab to go through. Obviously, you wanted to continue your basketball career in whatever fashion it could possibly go. So focusing on that, but then once you kind of digested, okay, this is what it was, we had the procedure and now I know what my rehab schedule is. Being a part of deciding to stay with the team, maybe not going back home to Australia to do rehab at that point, staying in school with the group, what was it about it that made you decide you wanted to do it in that fashion?
I didn't even honestly contemplate going home and doing rehab. I think it was always in my mind that I was going to stay here and get the surgery and do my rehab here to begin with. And if at some point I ended up going home to finish that rehab, that was what it was going to be. I never really crossed my mind to go home. I always knew that I was going to stay with the team throughout, no matter what.
And then I'm sure you kind of got the perspective of maybe what coaching might look like, a graduate assistant, that sort of thing, helping the team out, helping the young guys out with the scouts and in practice and putting game plans together. Is that something, seeing it from that perspective? Not immediately, obviously want to keep playing as long as you can keep playing, but yeah. Is that something that you might see yourself down the road as a possibility?
After going through this, it was already in my mind that I was going to get into it at some point, and I think this kind of confirmed it, that this is definitely something I want to do at some point in the future. I think the hard part about being on the sideline is that, I already knew the system very well, and I think I could explain it very well while on the floor. I think it took a little while to figure out that you have to be really specific in what you're telling guys if you're not actually able to be out there and show what needs to be done. I think that took a little while and something for me to figure out. But yeah, it was something I figured out, and I think being able to do both of those things now is only going to help me going forward.
Well, yeah, and that point, pretty much everybody coming off the bench was really first-year players and yeah. freshmen. Mm-hmm. So that ability to help them digest it and find a spot to be able to be productive on the floor was huge. Chatting here with Jack Perry, a little off-season podcast here as the Pilots. Looks like the roster is coming together for next season. And how much of it was finding out that the core group, we know the transfer portal now, it just seems to be mass chaos in basketball and a lot of other sports as soon as the season's over, and guys, some guys make emotional decisions, other ones are kind of see the writing on the wall in terms of opportunities at their current schools. But it appears at this point that the most of the core guys, the guys that were playing most of the minutes, were all going to come back. Health, you know, we'll get to the health of the team in a little bit, but how much was that a factor in your decision?
It was definitely important for me to see that the way we ended the year and the success we found with those core group of guys was huge. I think it was really cool to see the growth, and it was something that I always knew was going to take a lot of time. It's just the nature of it. But I think it was, yeah, I was just really proud of the guys that were able to kind of stick to what we wanted to do. And obviously you can tell them that it's going to work, but until they're actually out there and do it and know and see that it works, that's when they can kind of fully commit to the idea and really understand why we go about the way that we do certain things. And yeah, I think just seeing that those core group of guys figured it out was huge, knowing that, yeah, we're going to be able to bring that into this next year and then bring in a bunch of new guys again that we're going to have to get up to speed, but hopefully can also get on that same wavelength.
Well, I think the nice, there's a couple of freshmen coming in, a couple of transfers coming in, and we'll talk to Coach Leggins here in this podcast and let him who we know is coming for certain. I know there's some other opportunities maybe that aren't quite official yet. So, but knowing that you have a core group now, so you can run 5, 6, 7 guys out there who know what they're doing, and the pressure is off of the new guys maybe to come in and carry a huge weight to take the next step for this team will be a lot of fun and a lot of anticipation to start the season.
Yeah, definitely. I think, yeah, just having more and more guys that understand what we want to do helps bring those other guys up at a quicker rate. And then, yeah, they can kind of not have to worry about doing too much. They just have to figure out where they fit and kind of what we want to do and kind of, yeah, just figure out how they can help us best.
That San Francisco win on the road was the breakthrough moment in terms of a result that fans and everybody saw. Was there something, the way this team galvanized prior to that, something that happened either, it might have even been off the court, but this team, guys coming from all over the place, you never really know if it's going to come together, if guys can get on the same page emotionally with egos and all that sort of stuff. And this team did a great job of it. Was there something that happened earlier in the season that you said, okay, this is eventually going to work?
Yeah, it's hard to kind of pinpoint exactly when something changed. I think kind of just going to practice every day and seeing how things were going. There was not a – it's hard, I think, with good teams, and I've seen – good teams, I've seen not so good teams. I think the good teams are the ones that come in every day and compete. And it's not that you want guys to be, you know, going at each other, but you want a certain level of chippiness involved in practice to where you're going to get the best out of everyone and push each other. And I think I kind of saw a little bit of that prior to that San Francisco game and kind of knew that at some point or another, we were going to be able to put it all together and start to see those favorable results.
It did. It was a great finish, and obviously 19 wins and getting there into a postseason and first postseason victory for this program. And does this group kind of understand? I know not too many people knew much about the history up here, but do you understand as players what you guys have accomplished in a relatively short period of time?
I think so, but at the same time, I think we obviously try to understand the past. We haven't been in it. We don't fully understand, but we know that there has been some tough times, and I think we're still just kind of focused on knowing that we're going to continue to build each day and that the results are going to follow. And we try not to get too hung up, but we also can sit back and appreciate that we've achieved a lot so far.
Chatting here with Jack Perry, coming back for a sixth season here, second season on the Bluff, continuing to rehab after the knee injury, but part of a Pilots roster that looks to be shaping up quite well, and lots of anticipation, expectation going into the coming season. You talked about the chippiness, the competitiveness, wanting to show up, but yet consistency with it. And that certainly comes from Coach Leggins as well as the assistant staff. How much was their intensity, being able to draw that out of them, but being consistent for the guys every day and supporting them in the growth process through all the growing pains, letting them know, no, this will work, it will pay off. How much did that shorten the learning curve for everybody this year?
Yeah, I mean, they were huge, kind of leading from the front. And yeah, I think, like, you know, you mentioned that the competitiveness and chippiness doesn't naturally come out unless there's guys that are going to bring it out of you. And I think they did a great job of that. And at the same time, yeah, kind of just kept everyone together, told them stay the course. We know when maybe not seeing results that we would like to see, but we know that we're still continuing to build. And yeah, if we can stay consistent, that eventually these results are going to come in our favor.
And so now looking into the summer, it sounds like most everybody's going to be here for that second summer session, so you'll be able to start working out, see this group on the court for the guys that are healthy, what it might look like. How important will that be? Because it didn't really happen last year. It was kind of being thrown together all summer long. How important will those summer workouts be, especially for guys like Mattia and Vasilia, to continue their development?
Huge. I think summer workouts are huge just in terms of figuring out who everyone is. For players and coaches, I think being seeing both sides, you definitely want to be able to figure out, all right, who can I go to battle with? Like, what strengths does this guy have? How can they help us? I think that's really important. And then especially for those younger guys to continue to grow and further their games and continue to gain a better understanding of where they can fit in and help us achieve success.
And then so in the summertime, going back to after the season was over, trying to decide, okay, what's next for me, I know we hear a lot about the NBL in Australia, one of the better professional leagues outside the United States. What, for people that maybe aren't familiar with it, one, how big of a deal is it in Australia? And two, what sort of opportunities are there? I mean, did you maybe say, I'll wait, I'm still willing to wait, but was there something that was enticing for you there?
Well, yeah, first off, it's the biggest league in Australia. It's a big deal. People, you know, that if you play basketball in Australia, that's where you want to be at some point in your career. I think for me, I knew that there was potentially going to be an opportunity that might arise. But I kind of felt that for me personally, I wanted to, especially coming off this injury, I wanted to kind of build back and get some confidence back on the floor before trying to jump straight into that environment. But yeah, no, I'm hoping that, you know, after this season, who knows, that might come up, it might not, but I'm fingers crossed something does. Yeah.
Well, definitely. And I know part of that will have the opportunity, I think, that this team can be take the next step, look at getting 20 wins. And now, were you at Eastern Washington when the first Phil Knight Invitational went down? Do you remember that at all? Watching on TV?
Yeah, it was my freshman year. I remember kind of not really knowing what was going on, but knowing that it was a big deal and it looked like a lot of fun to be a part of.
It was a lot of fun to be
a
part of.
And being able to compete in something like that this year is also something that I would have kind of thought about, and I was like, that'd actually be little bit of fun.
You got a team that you want to take a crack at? North Carolina was in the championship game, but they were.
I don't know. I'm kind of happy with whoever we face. I don't really have anyone in particular, but I'm definitely ready for that challenge.
Well, it's a lot of fun, and it's pretty exciting there Thanksgiving morning, throwing it up against a Carolina or Villanova or somebody. So a huge opportunity. As well, a huge opportunity in the conference. We've seen turnover. And so, you know, Gonzaga's Gonzaga, but they've had several guys now that are going to take their crack at the NBA. Where do you see this team potentially, you know, I know Coach Leggins says he wants to win the league. He wants to win 25 games. He thinks he can beat Gonzaga. And that bleeds down. But what does this team have to focus on and be able to do to take the next step to be able to get up to that upper echelon?
I mean, it's hard. It's always difficult to know coming into the year. Obviously, now with the transfer portal, teams change, and it's hard to keep track. But I think the biggest thing for us going into this year is just having more depth. I think that was kind of the one thing that we our limiting factor from last year was the fact that we had a very short rotation and not much depth. And I think kind of having more guys that are at our disposal to help contribute is only going to help. And I think, yeah, just kind of being able to understand and have guys coming off the bench to give those starters a little bit of rest to kind of get their legs back under them. I think that's going to be huge. But, I mean, yeah, it's hard to say where we're going to finish, but we understand that we can't really focus on where we're going to finish. It's just about focusing on ourselves.
What do you want to focus on, obviously, with the rehab, but your game itself, what are you focusing on to try to develop and be able to contribute to yourself?
I think, yeah, obviously, rehab's taking up most of that time right now. I think once I get back on the floor, I think I just still want to continue to work on my leadership, kind of those intangibles that can help us win. I think regardless of what I want to get better at, I understand that I just want the team to be successful, and I think just trying to get back to where I was pre-injury is something that's kind of a big goal for me right now, and knowing that if I can get back to that point, hopefully I can help us win some games.
You got a third or fourth degree now. You're gonna get what's out of school. Look, are you just scanning and going, okay, what is just curiosity, the ability to whatever float your boat?
It's so weird. So I'm still planning on finishing my MBA after the summer. So I'm still working on that now. And then next year, I don't really know yet. I still have to figure that out. But yeah, it's a weird time to kind of just, yeah, like you said, scan and figure out, hey, this sounds interesting.
Hey, you can only be in college, have that college experience once.
Hey, exactly right. Exactly.
Live it up.
Yep,
I'm a little disappointed. What happened to the hair? You were my partner in crime there.
Yeah, no, I think I took a long, hard look at myself in the mirror and understood that my hair was just never going to get to the level that yours is at, and I think it just kind of resonated with me. I was like, I gotta hang it up. I gotta let Swags do his thing, and you know, not try to take away from the glory that you already have.
Oh well, I was 50 when I did it, so no, we're hoping maybe it comes back. Besides, if I ever needed product on the road, I knew where to go.
That's true. Well, I'm not ruling it out. It might come back. It might not. We'll see how it goes.
Oh well, it's great catching up with you. So glad you're coming back to kind of some unfinished business, but it was just starting to take off for you, and it was such tough luck and the opportunities for this team. I'm glad the knee looks like it's just gonna do its normal course of rehab and be right there for you when the season comes. We're looking forward to it. And Jack Perry, thanks for stopping by.
Always a pleasure. Thank you very much.